I'd like to read four scriptures tonight. First one in the book of the Psalms. Psalm 86, page 746 in my Bible. Psalm 86, a prayer of David. Just like to read verse 5. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and art of great loving kindness unto all that call upon thee. Then in Luke's Gospel chapter 7, page 1232. Luke 7, and read from verse 36. But one of the Pharisees begged him that he would eat with him, and entering into the house of the Pharisee, he took his place at table. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, and knew that he was sitting at meat in the house of the Pharisee, having taken an alabaster box of myrrh, and standing at his feet behind him weeping, began to wash his feet with tears. And she wiped them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with myrrh. And the Pharisee who had invited him, seeing it, spoke with himself, saying, This person, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what the woman is who touches him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said to him, Simon, I have somewhat to say to thee. And he says, Teacher, say it. There were two debtors of a certain creditor. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. But as they had nothing to pay, he forgave both of them their debt. Say, which of them therefore will love him most? Simon answering said, I suppose he to whom he forgave the most. And he said to him, Thou hast rightly judged. And turning to the woman, he said to Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house. Thou gavest me not water on my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with her hair. Thou gavest me not a kiss, but she, from the time I came in, has not ceased kissing my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but she has anointed my feet with myrrh. For which cause I say to thee, her many sins are forgiven, for she loved much. But he to whom little is forgiven loves little. And he said to her, Thy sins are forgiven. And they that were with them at table began to say within themselves, Who is this who forgives also sins? And he said to the woman, Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Could we go back to the Psalms? Psalm 45. Psalm 45, page 717. Psalm 45 to the chief musician upon Shoshanim of the sons of Korah, an instruction, a song of the beloved. My heart is welling forth with a good matter. I say what I have composed, touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Finally, in Romans chapter 10. Just like to read one verse in Romans chapter 10, page 1361. And it's verse 13. For everyone whosoever who shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'd like to speak about the Lord Jesus, who is ready to save you, and the God who is ready to forgive you. This is Remembrance Sunday, where people remember those who have sacrificed their lives so that you and I might in this country live in peace. It says sometimes on memorials they gave their lives that we might live. They certainly didn't give their lives that we might live to God. But Jesus did. He died as a sacrifice. He died that we might live to God. for the believer on Jesus, every Sunday is Remembrance Sunday. The young ones here, it's good to know, it says in Ecclesiastes, it says, and it speaks of Jesus, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. What does that mean today? It means remember Jesus, the one who died for us on Calvary's cross. The one who the believer knows lives for him in heaven and is coming back to receive us to himself. We should be forever with him in the place he has prepared, the Father's house. It's a wonderful hope the Lord we have in the Lord Jesus as believers. So if there is one tonight who does not know Jesus, the message tonight is very urgent, because this may be the last opportunity to come to Jesus. The message is simple, it's come to Jesus. He's the only Saviour. We read firstly in Psalm 86, and it speaks of David, one who knew God, who came to God, knew God as his God. And that's the object of the gospel, that you might know the Saviour God, that you might know God in your heart. So it says, and David says this is the God that he knew. He knew his Saviour God. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and art of great loving kindness unto all that call upon thee. He had called upon God and he'd found God. And that's the message tonight. God is ready to forgive. How can God forgive the sinner? It's all because of the blood, as we sang about, because of the blood of Jesus. He went to Calvary and was the appointed sacrifice. Nothing else could do. There was no other way. The law couldn't bring man back to God. It just showed man to be a sinner away from God. It was meant to be like a mirror that we might see that we'd fallen short of God's standard. God, although the law in itself was honourable, God found fault in it, in that it didn't make himself known. It was only Jesus coming, the one who is over all, God blessed forever, could make God known. And he came to tell us about the heart of God. So the first thing I would like to say tonight is that I trust that everyone here knows that God loves you, that Jesus loves you. That's why he gave himself at Calvary. He gave his all and shed his blood to tell you that God is for you. Dear friend, God has been our help at Calvary's cross. He sent Jesus and he finished the work perfectly. And he's been received up into heaven. So you can come to Jesus tonight. You can come. Jesus came to save sinners. And we've got nothing to pay. We couldn't pay. Jesus paid the price. He paid the price in his precious blood. So we read in Luke 7 about two persons. One who knew that she was a sinner, and the other who didn't appreciate that he was a sinner. So we have two persons, there were two creditors. They both owed, but they had nothing to pay. Why does the woman come to this house? She would have known that this man was a Pharisee and didn't think much of her because she was a sinner. She knew she was a sinner. And he knew she was a sinner. He didn't realize that he was a sinner. But she comes because Jesus is in the house. She didn't come to see the Pharisee. She came to Jesus. She went straight to Jesus. She had an alabaster box of myrrh, as it says, standing at his feet, behind him weeping, began to wash his feet with tears. She came because she knew Jesus was there and that he was the Saviour. It's what she needed. There is no one else for you and me but Jesus. God has given Jesus to be your Saviour and mine. So he's ready for you tonight. I believe Jesus was here not only for the woman, but he was also there for Simon. There was the example right in front of his very eyes, one who appreciated him. So he has to say, I mean, it says of Simon, this person, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what the woman is who touches him, for she is a sinner. Ah, the wonderful news is that Christ Jesus, the faithful is the word and worthy of all acceptation. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And that's you and me tonight. Faithful is the word. Jesus came to save sinners. Away from God. How God loves you and me? It was told out at Calvary. This woman appreciated Jesus because she was a saviour. He'd come to save the lost. And she knew she was lost. This man didn't appreciate that. He probably thought she was the 500 pence debtor. She was a sinner. But he was a sinner. And Jesus came for him as well. So he says to Simon, he says about the two creditors, nothing to pay. But he shows the woman. He shows what she had done. It shows that she loved him. She appreciated the Saviour. I entered into thy house. Thou gavest me not water on my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears. Thou gavest me not a kiss, but she, from the time I came in, has not ceased kissing my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but she has anointed my feet with myrrh. For this cause I say to her, her many sins are forgiven. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus was going to Calvary. He was going to die for her. And in his precious blood wash all these sins away. He had power to forgive sins in the light of the cross. We look back to the cross. The Saviour has shed his blood. Blood that can cleanse from all sin. So what a Saviour we have. Friend, do you know Jesus like this woman? I don't know if this man ever came to Jesus. I don't know if he had another opportunity. But what an opportunity you have tonight to come to Jesus. You have nothing to pay. All you need is to feel that you need him. You require him. To feel your need of him. The Saviour. He is the Saviour. He's the Saviour of the world. But what a thing to be able to say, he is my Saviour. I'm so glad that I came to Jesus. So glad. I hope you come to Jesus tonight. And if you have, what joy can fill your heart. What does Jesus say to this woman? Notice it says to the woman. He doesn't say it to anybody else. Person says, who is this who forgives sins? Ah, it says, and he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. She had peace. She had found Jesus. You can have peace and joy in your heart as knowing Jesus as your Saviour. He's very near. He really is very near. He's waiting for you. Jesus ready waits. He is waiting. And it's just for you. Just for you. It's for you and me. And I'm glad I've come to Jesus. But what about you, friend? It's to everyone else in the world. But it's to you. The message is to you and to me. It's to individually. We come individually. It's personal. I cannot save you. I would love to be able to, but I cannot. Jesus can only save. And you must come to him. And God has made it so easy. So easy. He's come so near. That's why Jesus came as a babe. He came such a lowly way to reach man. He was the creator, of course. And he knew man intimately. He knew heart sets in God. He knew our thoughts. He knew what was in our hearts. But he came as a man to die on Calvary's cross for us. But he also came as a man who felt what sin had brought in. There was a lovely story many, many years ago, more than 150 years ago, I believe, of a Christian woman who was very evangelic. And she was walking up her garden path with an unbeliever, a man who called himself an atheist. And she was speaking to this man and telling him about such a wondrous Saviour God. And as they were walking up the path, they met ants going across the path, a whole lot of ants. The young children will know about ants, little ants you see on the ground. You can see loads of them, small things. And the man said to the woman, he says, "You might as well expect me to understand what the ants say, ants think, than for God to understand about me and what I think." "Ah," but she said, "if you became an ant, you'd know all about the ants and what they think." So God came down in the person of Jesus. Not only he knows us through and through as God in all his greatness, but Jesus became a babe in Bethlehem's manger, was born, that holy thing, and grew up sin apart. He was sinless. He knew all about us. That's why he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He felt how sin came in. He felt for you. Oh, friend, I trust you know that Jesus loves you. He's in heaven waiting for you. He loves you and he wants you. He got this woman, and you know this, she'll have joy eternally in being with Jesus. That's what she'll have. The reason we read in the other, it speaks of the sons of Korah, but I believe this is what this woman would have came to. Every believer comes to it, and it's wonderful. Sons of Korah. They had been spared in the day of judgment. They had proved the mercy of God. And it says, it was a song of the beloved. Song of the beloved. And what is that for us today, those who come to Jesus? Jesus is the beloved. We know that he is the beloved of God, he's the beloved son, but he's also our beloved. So it says, "My heart." Isn't that wonderful? It doesn't say their hearts, it was the sons of Korah, and it's my heart. One heart. "My heart is welling forth with a good matter. I say what I have composed concerning the king. My tongue is a pen of a ready writer." That's what I was thinking about, the ready. They were ready. Why was the tongue ready? Because they'd come to know God in such a wondrous way. And the believer, it comes to Jesus as a tongue that is a pen of a ready writer to sing his praises. To announce his wondrous name. Wonderful thing to take the name of Jesus on your lips. To come to Jesus. "My tongue is a pen of a ready writer. What I have composed." Touching the king. Well, he's going to reign. Jesus is going to reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And every knee shall bow. But what wonderful blessing if you bow to Jesus tonight. That's what believers do. And they sing his praises. We'll soon be in heaven with the host of the redeemed, and it will be, "Worthy is the Lamb that has been slain." There'll be a new song. Heaven will never have heard a song like that before, and it's going to go throughout all eternity. So you can come to Jesus. He waits, he ready waits for you now if you don't know him. For believers, we are waiting on him coming back, and he's coming very soon. So the gospel is urgent. It is very urgent. You need to come to Jesus. If you don't know him, you really need to come to Jesus. Because, sadly, judgment is coming. And we must appear before God. But, oh, the Saviour has died. Has borne the judgment on Calvary's cross. 3 hours of darkness that only Jesus could know. When he was truly alone, bore the full judgment of God. He cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Can you answer that? Can you say he was forsaken for you? I can say he was forsaken for me. But it's wondrous to know that the Saviour himself answers that. He answers it in Psalm 22. He says, "For thou art holy." God was holy. The one who knew no sin was made sin. He bore the judgment that we might never know the judgment. So it's important, urgent, that you come to Jesus. That's why we read in Acts. It's a final appeal. A final appeal. It's to whosoever. The message is to you, friend, but it's to whosoever. It's a wonderful message. It doesn't rule anybody out. Nobody is ruled out. For everyone, whosoever, who shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, David knew that. And the woman we read in Luke 7 knew that. I, through grace, know that. Do you remember the thief on the cross? He called in the name of Jesus. He said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom." He had turned round to the other thief and said, "We justly, but this man had done nothing amiss." How did he know that? He justified the whole life of Jesus, the one who was perfect, sinless. He saw it. He saw it by faith, and he also saw that Jesus was coming back as the king, and yet he was hanging on the cross. He called on the name of the Lord and was saved. That day he was in paradise with Jesus. So you can call on the name of the Lord. And what does it say? Shall be saved. You can be saved tonight. And come into all the blessings. You know, if you do that, you'll have great joy and peace in your heart. And there'll be something else. You will create joy in heaven. May it be so, for his name's sake. Amen.